الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين، وقال تعالى: وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل: ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال: من أطاعني دخل الجنة، ومن عصاني فقد أبى. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama, scholars, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the month of Rabiul Awwal is generally a month where Muslims across the globe express their sentiments of love and affiliation to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we find that in this regard, alhamdulillah, programs are held, jalsas are held, conventions are held, discussing this great personality, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The words of the poet comes to mind. After praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had said that ma in madahtu muhammadan bi maqalati walakin madahtu maqalati bi muhammadi. After praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that I have not elevated the status of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not one bit because of my poetry. But on the contrary, my poetry has been elevated because of his name. And really speaking about this great personality, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I swear by the Almighty Allah, it does not add one bit to the privilege of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was elevated by the very declaration of the Quran Kareem, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, that we have raised your dhikr, we have raised your mention. To what extent? When he went on Mi'raj, Allah had given him that basharat and that glad tiding that Allah dhukirtu illa dhukirta ma'i. That from now on my name will not be taken except that my name would be taken with your name. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. I had the good privilege of just returning from Medina Munawwara. Leave that masjid for one moment. Brothers, go to the precincts of Masjid al-Nabawi. Allah Ta'ala take us to that blessed land again and again. Allah Ta'ala grant us death in Medina. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, he found it difficult to relieve himself in the streets of Medina. So one day one of his students asked him, "Oh Imam Malik, what is the reason for this?" He says, "How can I relieve myself on that piece of ground where my Nabi could have possibly walked on?" Qazi Iyaz has categorically explained. He says that piece of ground where my Nabi and your Nabi is resting, in the eyes of Allah, it is more beloved than even the Arsh of Allah, than even the Baytullah. It is our belief that a Nabi is buried on that very ground that he passes away. The riwayat appears in Bayhaqi Dala'ilun Nubuwa. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went into his fatal illness. Allah Ta'ala sends Jibreel to visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As we all very well know, when some great important event is to take place, then 1 or 2 months prior to the event, you know, announcements are made. Diarize this date. Keep yourself free for that, you know, particular event that is to take place. We find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was preceded by approximately 124,000 anbiya, each and every Nabi from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Announcement upon announcement is taking place that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is coming. Just to make you understand what I am talking about, Allama Ibn Kathir has made mention of a narration that Hazrat Shaya alayhi salam, one day Allah Ta'ala tells him that, "Oh Shaya, I want to give you a message." And in this message, he's being told of the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allama Suyuti makes reference to this incident also. So when Shay alayhi salam is told this, he looks up towards the heavens and he says, Ya Sama Ansiti wa Ya Ard Isma'i Inna Allah Ta'ala Yuridu an yudabbira amran wa yaqdhiya sha'nan wa yuridu an yunaffidhahu wa yuridu an yab'atha nabiyyan min al-ummiyin. He says, O sky, remain silent. O earth, listen. Allah has intended to complete a certain affair of His. A great occurrence is to take place. Allah is going to send the illiterate Nabi. That Nabi who could not read or write. But this does not fit in with our understanding. You do not praise someone by referring to that person as illiterate, as unlettered. Allama Suyuti writes so beautifully. He says with regards to Nabi alayhi salam, what does this word ummi mean? What does this word illiterate mean in reference to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He says, subhanallah. He says with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this word ummi, it refers to that human being or that individual whose knowledge did not come through the medium of any insan or any jinnat, but it refers to that human being whose knowledge had come directly from Allah. He had become, we have heard these verses of poetry on numerous occasions, that the qualities of 124,000 anbiya were placed into the personality of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Scholars are unanimous that no man has praised Nabi alayhi salam in a more comprehensive way than Hassan bin Sabit. He stands on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi. He looks into the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the words involuntarily flow from his lips. That ma ahsanu min kalam tarakat aini wa ajmalu min kalam talidin nisa'u khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aibin ka annaka qad khuliqta kama tasha'u. He says, Ya Rasulullah, more majestic than you my eyes have never seen. More beautiful than you no mother has ever given birth to a child. Khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aibin. You have been created free from every blemish. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It is as though you told Allah how to create you. And on your tamanna, on your desire, Allah had created you. Allama Suyuti makes mention in Khasaisul Kubra. I will make reference to the first volume and the second volume. He speaks about the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says when Nabi alayhi salam was born, on the occasion of his birth, 70,000 malaika were sent down to the first heaven in honor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The animals began celebrating from that year, Rabiul Awwal, till the next year. The announcement was made that only male children will be born, no female children will be born in honor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was born completely circumcised. There was no need to circumcise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There was no need to cut off that umbilical cord. With reference to Lataiful Ma'arif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he comes into this dunya, he comes out, he falls in sajda in front of Allah. And then he raised his finger and he said, Allahu Akbar Kabira. Walhamdulillahi kaseera wa subhanallah bukrata wa asila. Allama Suyuti mentions, reference is made in Lataiful Ma'arif also. Nabi alayhi salam then picked up some sand. The scholars give the interpretation. They say this was an indication that the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will go to every corner of this earth. You and I are sitting in this tip of Africa, taking the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was an indication he had given at birth. He was a young child. Allama Suyuti mentions, second volume Khasaisul Kubra, when he grows up, his uncle Abbas radiallahu anhu tells him, that, oh my nephew, when you were a little child, you were a little baby, I already knew that you had great maqam and status in eyes of Allah. So Nabi alayhi salam asked him, that, oh my uncle, how did you recognize that while I was a little baby? He says, oh my nephew, what can I tell you? It was a moonlit night. You were sitting in your cradle. On one night I had observed that in whichever direction your finger pointed, the moon moved in that direction. وَكَانَ الْقَمْرُ يُحَاقِينِي وَيُلَاحِينِي وَيَمْنَعُنِي مِنَ الْبُكَاءِ. He says, for other children, generally when a child starts crying, what we normally do, we put a child in front of the devil box. We give this child a toy to play. He says, for you, O my nephew, Allah used the moon. 10 names Allah had given him. Open Khasaisul Kubra, the first volume, you'll find the narration. 10 names Allah had given him. Ana Muhammad, wa Ahmed, wa Mahi, wa Aqib, wa Hashir, wa Fatih, wa Khatim, wa Abu al-Qasim, wa Taha, wa Yasin. I am Muhammad, the one who is praised excessively. Wa Ahmed, the one who will be praised excessively. Well, Ihtisham al-Haqtanvi mentioned so beautifully. He writes in his kitab, he says, when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about his name, that tell us about your name, what does he say? Arsh-e bari par mera naam Ahmed hai, aur farsh-e zameen par mera naam Muhammad hai. In the heavens, my name is Ahmed. On the earth, my name will be Muhammad. Wa mahi, the one who destroyed kufr. Wa aqib, the one who came last. Wa hashir, the one who will be raised first. Wa fatih, nubuwat began upon me. The riwayat of Bukhari, the first volume. Once he was asked, that, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when were you the Nabi of Allah? When were you the Nabi of Allah? He says, kuntu nabiyan wa adam munjalidun munjadilun bayn al-ma'i wa at-teen, aw kama qal. He says, Adam alayhi salam's mold had not been made, and already I was the Nabi of Allah. Allama Suyuti mentions, he says, open the entire Quran. Allah Ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and various different anbiya. He says, Allah addresses Nabi alayhi salam more than 200 times in the Quran al-Kareem. Yet you will never find a single place where Allah addresses him directly by his name. Allama Suyuti mentions 8 other places in the Quran where other anbiya were mentioned directly by the names. Wa ya Adam uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah wa qila ya Nuh bi salamin minna ya Zakariya inna nubashshiruka bi ghulam ya Yahya khudhil bi kitaba bi quwwa ya Isa ibn Maryam anta qulta lin nas. Other anbiya were addressed directly by the names. Allama Suyuti says, whenever Allah addressed Nabi alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala never addressed him directly by his name. Such a Nabi Allah has given this ummah. Such a Nabi, Nabi of insan, not only Nabi of insan, Nabi of even the inanimate objects Allah had made him. Nabi alayhi salam is returning from one battle. The riwayah can be found in Bidayah wa Nihaya. One villager accompanies Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam asked him, Ila Ain, where are you off to? He says, I'm going back to my family. Nabi alayhi salam gives him the da'wah of Islam. Why don't you accept me as the final Nabi of Allah? He said, O Muhammad, halaka ala dhalika min shahid. Do you have any proof to substantiate your claim? Nabi alayhi salam pointed towards a tree. And he said that that tree will bear witness to my nubuwat and my prophethood. Nabi alayhi salam raises his finger. It comes in the riwayat, تَخُدُّ الْأَرْضَ خَدَّى تَشُكُّهَا شَقَّى. That tree came cutting through the earth. It came before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And 3 times the tree gave evidence. I testify in the oneness of Allah. And I testify that you are the final Nabi of Allah. That villager brought iman there and there. Like this, there are numerous narrations. Coming back to this incident that I was speaking about, with reference to Dala'ilun Nubuwa. In Bayhaqi, the riwayah can be found. When Nabi alayhi salam, he goes into his fatal illness, Allah Ta'ala sends Jibreel to visit him. You know, when there's some high profile person and that person is terminally ill, what we normally say, this person enjoys a state clinic. If he happens to pass away, he will enjoy a state funeral. Words perhaps cannot do justice to explain the privilege of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah sends Jibreel to inquire about his well-being. Jibreel makes an appearance before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kayfa tajidu ya Rasul Allah? O Nabi of Allah, what does it look like? Nabi alayhi salam looked at Jibreel. Ajidu ya Jibreel makruban. O Jibreel, I feel rather sad and depressed. I feel rather sad and depressed. Brothers, we go to Medina. It is a sad reality that just as cell phones are ringing in our masajid, steps away from the greatest of Allah's creation, this form of materialism has gripped us in that blessed land also. While many of us are passionate to advance close to that blessed grave and convey our salams, wallah brothers, I compliment your sentiments. But somehow, when we look at the lives of our pious predecessors, there was some degree of reluctancy within them. That how can I show my Nabi my face when I am a sinner? How can I stand before him when I am a criminal? Mullah Yusuf bin Nuri, it is categorically mentioned that whenever he entered Masjid al-Nabawi, he entered and he stood at a distance and he conveyed his salam. Go back to the golden era of Sahaba, Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the conqueror of Egypt, in the thrones of death, his son enters. He looks at his father crying. He says, "Oh my father, why are you crying?" He says, "Oh my son, you have only seen one era, one part of my life. Let me open up before leaving this world three eras and three parts of my life." Listen to these words. In the thrones of death, فَلَوْ سُئِلْتُ أَنْ أَتَهُ مَا أُتَقْتُ لِأَنِّي لَمْ أَكُنْ أُتِيقُ أَنْ أَمْلَى عِنَيَّ إِجْلَالًا لَهُ. He says, "Oh my son, I remember prior to Islam, there was no one that was more hated in my eyes than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After taking up Islam, I used to sit in the gathering of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam daily. But if someone had to ask me to describe the countenance, the features of Nabi alayhi salam, I would have excused myself. I used to sit with him, but I never took the courage of lifting my gaze to that Mubarak personality, that awe-striking personality, would just not consent to my gaze to look at him when the Quran has taken a qasam on that personality. Inna al-habiba min al-ahbabi mukhtalasu. La yamna'u al-maut bawwabu wa la harasu. Brothers, Rabiul Awwal has come, Rabiul Awwal will go. What is the message? What is the lesson that we take from this month? Allah Ta'ala take us to that blessed land. Brothers, we go again and again to that blessed land. That spirit of Nubuwwah, that lesson, that message that Nabi alayhi salam had given this ummah. How many lessons have we derived from the life of Nabi alayhi salam? Coming back to this incident, Jibreel Amin descends. He said, "Oh Muhammad, what does it look like?" Nabi alayhi salam tells him, "I feel rather sad and depressed." Second day he comes down. Same question is put. Nabi alayhi salam gives the same answer. Third day Jibreel comes down. But the only difference is, on the third day he comes down with two added angels. One was an angel by the name of Ismail. Allama Suyuti has made mention of this, who is in charge of 100,000 malaika of Allah. And the other angel was an angel by the name of Malakul Maut. The angel of death comes and very respectfully positions himself outside the blessed room of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jibreel Amin, he enters. He says, "Ya Rasulullah, هذا ملك الموت يستأذن عليك." O Nabi of Allah, I have come to you on various occasions. According to one narration, Jibreel Amin visited the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam 24,000 times. He comes on this final occasion. He said, "Oh Muhammad, I have come to you on various occasions, but I thought that I bring to your attention that outside the door is the great angel, Malakul Maut, who's awaiting your meeting. Nabi alayhi salam says, allow him to enter, allow him to come in. Jibreel looks at Nabi alayhi salam and he says, oh Muhammad, do you understand what are you saying? مَسْتَأْذَنَ عَلَىٰ آدَمِيٍّ قَبْلَكَ وَلَا يَسْتَأْذِنُ عَلَىٰ آدَمِيٍّ بَعْدَكَ. Had it been any other human, the angel of death will not require permission to enter. He will enter barging through. إِنَّ الْحَبِيبِ مِنَ الْأَحْبَابِ مُخْتَلَسُ لَا يَمْنَعُ الْمَوْتِ بَوَّابُ وَلَا حَرَسُ. No security, no doorkeeper will prevent the angel of death from entering. Wherever you are, فَكَيْفَ تَفْرَحُ بِالدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتِهَا مَنْ يُعَدُّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّفْزُ وَالنَّفَسُ. O foolish man, when the angel of death is knocking your door, how then do you develop arrogance and openly violate the orders of Allah? قَدْ كَانَ قَصْرُكَ ذَا شَرَفٍ. You enjoyed the best of homes. Mullah Abul Hasan Ali Nadvi writes so beautifully. He says, when Fir'aun, he dies in the center of the ocean, listen to these words. مَاتَ مَلِكُ مِسْرَ بَعِيدًا عَنْ عَرْشِهِ بَعِيدًا عَنْ سُلْطَانِهِ لَا طَبِيبٌ يُدَاوِيهِ وَلَا صَدِيقٌ يُوَاسِيهِ وَلَا عَيْنٌ تَبْكِيهِ. Dies that arrogant tyrant ruler Fir'aun. He dies in the center of the ocean. There is no friend to pacify him. There is no doctor to treat him. And there is no person to who could shed a tear on his death. Brothers, where will you die? Where will I die? Recently, how many times haven't we heard? Youngster, 25 years old, passing away in accident. You and I are sitting here today. We could walk out, we could drop down dead. Jibreel Amin tells the Nabi of Allah, had it been any other human, the angel of death will not require permission to enter. He will enter and he will come in barging through. La yatruku al-maut dha ja'in li'izzatihi. It is your maqam and your status that he is requesting permission to enter. Nabi alayhi salam says, be it as it may, let the angel of death come in. The angel of death enters into that very room where you and I stand and convey salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salam then has a dialogue with the angel of death. What we say, I know the ministers, I know the politicians, I can work myself through the system. Bribe this person, bribe that person and go ahead. A dialogue with the angel of death. Malakul Maut comes and stands in front of Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam asked him, what is the matter? He says, Ya Rasulallah, Inna Allah arsalani ilayk. Inna Allah amarani ilayk. In amartani an aqbidahu akhathu. Wa in amartani an atrukahu taraktu. I have come to remove your soul. If you grant me permission, politely I will do what I have to. If you decline, I respect your sentiments and I will withdraw. Nabi alayhi salam looks at the angel of death. Waqaf al-ya malak al-maut. What are you telling me? Are you going to remove my soul? Wa bidhalika umirt. I have been sent down divinely from the side of Allah with one purpose, and that is to remove your soul. Understand the maqam and the status when he had sat on that pedestal of maqam e Mahmud. Nabi alayhi salam, فَنَظَرَ النَّبِيُّ ila Jibreel. Listen to this. Nabi alayhi salam glances towards Jibreel. Allama Suyuti says that this was a glance of consultation. Nabi alayhi salam glances towards Jibreel. What's the way forward? Jibreel looks at the Prophet of Allah and he says, O Muhammad, if your glance is consultation, let me tell you, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ إِسْتَاكَ إِلَىٰ لِقَائِكَ. The chapter will have to be closed. The time has now come close. Your Allah is awaiting your meeting. Allah is awaiting meeting you. Nabi alayhi salam looks at Jibreel
Is that your message? Jibreel said, the time has come to go. Nabi Ali Salam looks at the angel of death. Inzil bima dha umirt. Listen, come and do what you have to do. Brothers, can we imagine what a great task this must have been for one of the greatest angels to remove the soul of the greatest of Allah's creation that has ever walked the face of this earth. The soul was removed and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes away. The riwayat of Hakim, can we imagine what an emotional scene this must have been for Sahaba. Sahaba Ikram are sitting, trying to come to grips with the reality that Nabi Ali Salam is no longer amongst them. Suddenly, there was a person dressed in white clothing, clad in white clothing. He makes an appearance before the Sahaba and he shares with them few words of encouragement, few words of consolement, lengthy narration. And he concluded it by saying that فَإِلَى اللَّهِ فَارْغَبُوا وَإِلَيْهِ فَأَنِيبُوا فَإِنَّمَا الْمَحْرُومُ مَنْ حُرِمَ التَّوَاضُعُ. Listen, O the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad had to leave this world. There is a great calamity that has befallen you. The time is to move forward and go ahead. Fatima listens to this. What does she say? Subbat alayya masaibu law annaha subbat alal ayami sirna layaliya. She says, the death of my father has brought about such a difficulty upon my shoulders. She says, I swear by the Almighty Allah, if it had to come onto the day also would not be able to tolerate it. The day will turn into night. After consoling the Sahaba, this person left. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu gathers his companions and he says, O my Sahaba, do you know who that person was? They say, no. He says, that was Khizr alayhi salam. Allah ta'ala has sent him to console the entire Muslim ummah. Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abdi Rabbi, his son comes to him and he says, O my father, my father, I have some sad news to share with you. The Nabi of Allah has passed away. On the spot, he makes dua to the Almighty Allah. That Allahumma adhib basari hatta la ara ba'da habibi ahada. O my Allah, I have heard that my Habib has passed away. O my Allah, I make one dua to you. O my Allah, seize my vision on the spot. After I have seen my Nabi, I do not want to lay my gaze on any other human after I have seen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What must have been the love that Sahaba Ikram had? What must have been the muhabbat they had for Nabi alayhi salam? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says, I have sent you as a mercy unto the entire mankind. وَإِسَّرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْإِنسِ مِنَ الْجِنِ. Nabi of insan, Allah made him the Nabi of even the animals also. In fact, Allama Suyuti mentions the riwayats. Nabi alayhi salam is sitting with his sahaba. A camel comes running to Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It lowers its head in front of Nabi alayhi salam and started crying. Sahaba Ikram asked Nabi alayhi salam, what is the meaning of this? Nabi alayhi salam said that this camel has come to complain about the ill treatment it has been receiving from its master. Just then the owner of the camel comes. Nabi alayhi salam says, I have one request. He says, what is it? He says, give me this camel. He says, it is yours. Nabi alayhi salam addresses the camel. Idhhab, go, you are free. Ragha raghwatan faqala ameen. Thumma ragha thaniya faqala ameen. ثُمَّ رَغَى الثَّالِثَ فَقَالَ آمِينَ ثُمَّ رَغَى الرَّابِعَ فَبَكَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. The camel let out a sound. He said, Ameen. Second time he said, Ameen. Third time he said, Ameen. Fourth time he started crying. Sahaba Ikram said, O Nabi of Allah, what is the meaning of this? He said, the camel made dua. The camel made dua. First dua, may Allah save you from your fears, just as how you have saved me from my fears. I said, Ameen. Second dua, may Allah save your ummah from being totally annihilated by any natural calamity. I said Ameen. Third dua, may Allah save your ummah from being totally annihilated and destroyed by any oppressive ruler. I said Ameen. Fourth dua, may Allah save your ummah from being broken up into different groups, into different factions, and on the basis of creed, color, race, and nationality. My ummah will create a dissension and division amongst themselves. He said, Jibreel has informed me that this dua of mine will not be accepted. The ulama have explained that ummah mukhtalif tabaqat ka majmua hai, jinka maqsad ek hai. The object of this ummah is to attain Allah and nothing else. Brothers, such a Nabi, we can go on speaking. Such a Nabi Allah has given you and I. We go to Medina Munawwara. Look at that minbar of Nabi Ali Salam. That prior to the minbar being erected, there used to be a date palm in Masjid al-Nabawi. The riwayat of Bukhari Sharif. There was an elderly woman. She comes to Nabi Ali Salam and she presents the services of her son who was a carpenter to erect a minbar in Masjid al-Nabawi. Nabi Ali Salam grants her permission. A minbar was erected. When this minbar was erected, Nabi Ali Salam, he walks past this date palm. He ascends the pulpit and the minbar. And this date palm started crying. Brothers, today you and I go to Medina Munawwara, and that separation from Medina leaves a tear on every hair of your body. Every hair of your body stands. This pillar started crying. That was audible to the person standing in the last saf of Masjid al-Nabawi. Nabi Ali Salam says, I was compelled to descend from the pulpit. He goes up to this minbar. He embraces this minbar. And he says, Walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadi, by the qasam of that being who has sent me as his true messenger, law lam altazimhu, I had to embrace this date palm. If I did not do what I did, it would have continued crying right up to the day of Qiyamah. It would have continued crying right up to the day of Qiyamah. Today we speak about animal welfare. One statement, he elevated the status of the entire animal kingdom. The riwayat of Muslim Sharif, اتقوا الله في هذه البهائم المعجمة, fear Allah in those dumb animals. Perhaps those animals could not speak, but by not being loyal to you, those very animals could become a means of your entrance into the fire of Jahannam. Wallahi, brothers, he was a mercy to humanity in its entirety. He was a mercy to humanity in its entirety. What love da'wah karte hai ke hum ashiq hai. We will stand up the entire night. We will praise Nabi alayhi salam. At the time of Fajr, we cannot take that courage of flipping the blanket and responding to the call of the Muazzin. What Ashik e Rasool are we? What lovers are we? Zayd ibn Dathina, let me terminate on this. There's so many other points to mention. When he was about to be executed, Abu Sufyan at that time was not yet a Muslim. He comes to Zayd ibn Dathina and he says, oh Zayd, you're doing this, defending and protecting Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Won't you prefer Muhammad to be in your place and you be in the place of Muhammad? What does he say? La uhibbu an yakuna Muhammadan al-an fi makanihi alladhi huwa fi wa tusibu shawkatun tu'zihi wa inni jalisun fi ahli. He says, you ask me whether I prefer to be in the place of Muhammad and Muhammad be in my place sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, you have your facts muddled. I am prepared to embrace death. He says, leave alone embracing death. One thorn pricking Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To avoid that thorn pricking Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am prepared to present my life. Really, brothers, let me just digress for a minute or two. Where is this akhlaq of this ummah? That which Nabi alayhi salam, his entire life, as the ulama have explained, aaj ye akhlaq nukush mein hai. Agar nufus mein aa jaye to sare alam din se chamak sakta hai. Today this akhlaq, it is in literature, it is in writing, it is in books. If this akhlaq could come physically into the people's life, Allah's qasam, the entire world will be full with Islam. Leave the rest of society, those servants in our own homes. Brothers, that maid who works for us in the home, she has left behind the entire family. She slogs the entire month For her needs of dunya, that we give her. For her needs of akhirat, that we are not concerned. How many times have we called that domestic servant of ours and given her that dawah officially towards Islam? Those staff in our businesses, how do we treat them? How do we speak with them? Let me share with you one narration and I will conclude. The riwayat appears in Muslim Sharif. Abu Talha, there is a sahabi says, I don't recall his name, Abu Mas'ud Badri, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that my servant upsetted me. Muslim Sharif riwayat, I picked up my hand to slap my slave. As I picked up my hand, someone caught my hand from the back. Ya Aba Mas'ud, lallahu aqdaru alayka minka ala hadha al-ghulam. Oh Abu Mas'ud, Allah has more authority over you than what you have over the slave of yours. He says, I turned around. It was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not knowing what to say, he said, Ya Rasulullah, the only thing I can tell you, huwa hurrun li wajhillah. I have freed the servant of mine for the pleasure of Allah. What does Nabi alayhi salam tell him? A sahabi who had taken part in the battle of Badr. Ya Aba Mas'ud, ama law lam taf'al. Oh Abu Mas'ud, just as well you have freed the slave of yours. Just as well. Otherwise the fire of Jahannam would have been waiting for you. Brothers, my humble message. Let us take one hadith of Nabi alayhi salam with us. Today we speak about the rights of this person, the rights of that person. Let us implement the words of Nabi alayhi salam. Sil man qata'ak. وَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكَ وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ مَنْ أَسَىٰ إِلَيْكَ سِلْ مَنْ كَتَعَكَ. Passionately join ties with those who servate with you. Today, brother cannot see brother. Sister cannot see sister. Mother-in-law cannot see daughter-in-law. Let us take this hadith to heart. Passionately join ties with those who servate with you. وَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكَ. Make it a point to forgive those who abuse you. وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ مَنْ أَسَىٰ إِلَيْكَ. And those, وَأَحْسِنْ those who are hostile to you, you be kind to them. Brothers, I promise you, let us take this hadith to heart. Let us implement this hadith in our lives. I promise you, your life will be different. Your business will be different. Your marriage will be different. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala instill and infuse within us this beautiful quality of Nabi alayhi salam, that we become an embodiment of the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. Brothers, let us make this intention this much. Let us take one sunnah. Let us implement it physically into our lives. Inshallah, we will see barakah in our lives. May Allah inspire us with the reality.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.